Can we please take a seat and come to order? I'd like to continue with whale watching. We will move to the chair of the Conservation Committee, Dr. Park, to present the Conservation Committee's report. Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In our discussions on Tuesday, we had taken the issue of whale watching following the report by the chair of the scientific committee. As this, the chair of the scientific committee has reported in this morning, the scientific committee has got the item on the agenda through its subcommittee. So the subcommittee is now considering and proposing a large-scale whale-watching experiment. And the scientific committee recommended, among others, first, governments issuing whale-watching permits should allocate a percentage of fees to research enforcement programs. Second, a review of the nature and extent of aerial platforms. And third, finally, right whale research and whale watching monitoring in southern Brazil. In the ensuing discussions, especially in response to comments of the scientific committee in 2007 on dolphin watching in Doubtful Sound and Fiordland, New Zealand, the Department of Conservation and local operators have developed a voluntary code of conduct. New Zealand Department of Conservation, after monitoring, suggests that this is being, the code of conduct is being widely respected. South Africa noted that it looks forward to receiving the results of the review of aerial platforms and drew attention to the value of compendium of whale watching guidelines that the scientific committee has been compiling for a number of years. Mexico commented that the work of the scientific committee had aided Mexico in reviewing its whale watching guidelines. Spain commented that although the recommendation regarding governments allocating a certain percentage of fees to enforcement programs is good, it would be difficult to implement. Spain introduced an interesting paper on whale watching in the Canary Islands, which gave information on, first of all, the evolution of whale watching, second, activity areas and target species, third, regulation and management, fourth, facts about the whale watching industry, and fifth, problems identified and actions taken. The paper had already been discussed by the scientific committee when reviewing whale watching in Portugal, the Canary Islands, and the Strait of Gibraltar. Korea noted that there is currently no whale watching industry as such in Korea. In April this year, a whale watching vessel began to operate in the Ulsan area with an unsuccessful result due to unpredictable weather and sea conditions. Chile summarized relevant information in its voluntary national cetacean conservation report. In 2009, three significant whale watching related activities occurred. First, formation of a workshop group to develop a process for the regulation of whale watching. Second, a project to ensure high quality whale watching operations. And third, and finally, an international seminar on responsible whale watching. The latter item led to the creation of a plan of action to develop a responsible whale watching industry. South Africa presented the report of the International Correspondence Group on whale watching. Two critical areas of potential work were identified. First, assessment of the potential opportunity for whale watching, and second, monitoring the impacts of whale watching. An important element of any future program will be the development of frameworks to assist in the development of appropriate monitoring regimes and to prioritize areas for assessment. The correspondence group considered the management of whale watching activities as one of the most critical but underdeveloped issues and is a key area for future work. The correspondence group made the following recommendations. First, note the report of the group and endorse the proposed approach and the identified theme. Second, establish a standing working group on whale watching. Third, task the working group in consultation with the scientific committee with the preparation of a 5-year strategic plan for consideration at IWC/62. Fourth, support in principle an intersessional workshop to initiate the strategic plan. And finally, fifth, establish a small steering committee to oversee workshop preparations. Belgium noted two areas that are particularly difficult in the context of management of whale watching. First, monitoring of compliance, and second, enforcement of regulations. Belgium suggested intersessional work should focus on these areas. New Zealand emphasized the need for consistency in whale watching operations and management throughout the migratory paths of highly migratory species. Spain indicated that it has contributed in this area for a number of years and informed the committee that last year a royal decree was adopted that focuses on whale watching, which Spain regards as a highly important issue. Finally, Australia indicated that it would be able to provide a voluntary contribution of $25,000 to support the intersessional workshop, and Argentina offered to host it. The committee agreed to establish standing working group on whale watching and fully endorsed the recommendations of the correspondence group. This concludes our report on item of whale watching. Thank you, Mr. Chair.